Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend as we plow through the start of summer. This is the official start of summer.
Yes.
June 21st, okay? So, now all we have to do is get through July and August, and things will cool off come September.
There you go. We hope.
Right?
We hope.
Hey, we got a lot before that happens. We've got a whole summer full of outdoor shows across the Lone Star State, and Texas Outdoors Journal hunting editor Tom Claycomb III will be back at the GATGO, that's God in the Great Outdoors Expo, that'll be held at the Oil Palace in Tyler, Texas, July 11 through 13, and thought it would be good to just hit some of the high points of some of the five seminars he'll be giving as pre-hunt preparation.
Okay.
Everything from air rifles, lever action, knife shapes, and how to keep them sharp, glassing, among other things. So Tom will be giving us an update. We've got news from around the nation as well as the state. So we got a great show headed your way. So y'all do stick around. And remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildrens.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And again, hope everybody's having a great first weekend of summer. Bob, I was looking at The Old Farmer's Almanac, which I know is one of your most favorite books.
Yeah.
You know, I'm kind of pulling for you that maybe they won't be accurate this year.
Oh.
Yeah, because they were talking about through summer on into September, temperatures running above average, and we were going to be drier than normal. Hadn't started out that way.
Right.
So that's fine. And let the rain fall, keep the temperatures down, and certainly here we are, you know, at the start of summer, and we've had plenty of moisture.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We've had a good amount of rainfall. And I'm not going to say plenty because there's still areas that are operating on deficit and we need more, particularly from the center of the state running north and south further west. But at least there's moisture there to put some in the ground and set the stage for making it through summer,
yeah.
which is good. And maybe even refilling some of the stock tanks and reservoirs from around Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Mentioned last week the national instant background check. And with everything that's going on in the country, it's going to be interesting to monitor this. Every time there's a little hiccup somewhere,
yeah,
you know,
right.
See what happens. But the May figures are out. And there was a total of 1,071,685, a decrease of 1.6% compared to May of 2024. Now, what was going on May of 2024? Oh, we were in advance of an election.
Yeah, right.
There was a bit of uncertainty.
Everybody was nervous.
Right, right. The but May of 2024, the adjusted figure of 1,089,117. And that reflects that, well, why doesn't it have this number? A continuation of over 1 million each month,
yeah,
to keep and bear arms. And I think this number is going to go up. What do you think, Harold?
Yeah, could be.
Yeah, yeah.
In the firearms line, though, actually sad news because I knew the man very well. Frank Brownell passed away this week. The Brownells catalog, I mean, taking warehousing to the gold standard. Brownells is just the place to go for firearms, ammunition, parts, accessories, tools. Their magnetic tipped screwdrivers are just the gold standard out there. And Frank not only talked the talk, he walked it with his checkbook too, as far as supporting Second Amendment rights and conservation. And so our hearts certainly go out to the family. Pete Brownell, who's been the president of the company for a while now, Frank's son, a good guy. But Frank was just an amazing man. He was just a few days short of his 86th birthday.
Wow. Well, and you're right. Somebody makes a reference of a book to buy anything.
Mm-hmm.
It was always Brownell's.
That's it.
Back here in the Lone Star State, Texas Parks and Wildlife Department's Freshwater Fisheries Center will welcome the public back on July 1st for its grand reopening following major renovations. Renovations commenced in August 2023, updating nearly 300,000 gallons of aquariums, adding new large aquariums, renovating the Toyota Fish of Texas Theater and other existing exhibits, and adding new exhibits that are necessary. The project also enhances recreational fishing ponds like Lake Zebco and Strike King Pond. Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation and the Friends of TFFC provided $8.5 million in funding. Again, July 1st is the grand reopening. Admission for adults is $5.50 with spring and summer hours of operation through August, with opening times from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday, and 1 to 4 p.m. on Sunday for September through February. The facility closes on Tuesday. What else
you
got?
And the watch out for them category. On June the 11th, the Kansas City Star published a piece entitled, "I Tried to Solve the Great Gun Mystery at the Bloomberg School of Public Health. It didn't go well." Author is a guy named David Mastio. Piece chronicles his attempt to get a straight answer from the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, named for the billionaire gun control nut Michael Bloomberg, as to whether firearms are in fact the leading cause of death for children, he explained. For decades, gun control advocates and their allies in public health have pushed a misleading factoid about children and firearms. It's our work. Step one, acquire statistics on firearms related to deaths among children ages 0 to 14. Step two, combine that relatively low number with the far greater number of firearm related deaths involving juveniles and young adults 15 to 17, 15 to 19, and even ages 15 to 24. Step three, present the resulting data as the shocking number of children who are subjected to gun violence each day, week, month, year. Step four, use this disingenuous statistic to advocate for predetermined gun control policies by claiming gun violence is the leading cause of death of children. Consider the data on those who may properly be defined as children. That's ages 0 to 14. For this, firearm-related injuries are not the leading cause of death and are not higher than motor vehicle deaths, as they say it is. The number of motor vehicle deaths in this age group is more than 40% higher than firearm-related deaths.
Is this information that's being collected or that's available from the Bloomberg group?
No, it's collected. Well, no, available from Bloomberg was saying that the firearms-related deaths are the major cause of death.
So
he disproved that in his article and his research.
And did they name the other research sources?
No, the research source is David Mascio, who is with the Kansas City Star.
Okay, but he didn't name his sources.
This is all I got from the release on it. I don't have any more information than that.
Gotcha. All right. We got a lot of the show headed your way, so we're going to take a break. When we come back, you're right. Thank you very much. I knew I was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Mark that down.
It is time for the CCA Star Tournament Leaderboard. Still getting into a rhythm.
Right. This is our second week. So.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, anyway, our favorite division of the Little Nippers, that's the Star Kids Scholarship Division. These kids are vying for $30,000 scholarship for the leader, but it pays down four more places to $2,500. Currently, Sheepshead leader, 6 pound, 3 ounce, is Caroline Konecki, who is 9. Gafftop leader, 5 pound, 10 ounce, Cohen Fakeney, who is 8.
In the Star Teen Scholarship division, same payout, $30,000 to the winner, and pays down four places to $2,500. In the Sheepshead, Levi Cleburne still leads, 9 pounds, 0 ounces. And in Gafftop, Hunter Morrison caught a 5 pound, 10 ounce to lead that division.
Okay, in our Inshore division, the Sheepshead leader, 9 pound, 9 ounce, Enrique Rangel. Gafftop, 6 pound, 1 ounce, Justin Morrison. Black Drum, 11 pound, 10 ounce, Sue Lee.
In the Hoffpower Offshore division, nobody's caught a 30 pound minimum kingfish, or a 20 pound minimum Dorado, or a 20 pound minimum red snapper. But we do have Daniel Grunwald of Freeport that caught a 56 pound, 15 ounce ling.
Okay, the Texas Ford Dealers Red Tag Division. People are vying for a brand new F-150 Haney boat, Mercury Motor Coastline trailer, certified Gary Merchin. And then there's one more that's been caught, but that's pending the polygraph test.
In the Blue Tag Division, we've got Steve Isaacs that has been certified, having caught a blue tagged fish. And we've got a second boat package pending. From a angler out of Georgetown.
Okay.
Now.
Yes.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got Best Bets Outdoor Report. We're going to find out what Harold's been driving right after this.
America's best-selling truck for 48 years running is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha ha! But you're not going to see them celebrate these 48 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them. It's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 48 years, Ford's F-Series. Built Ford tough. The best in Texas.
Friends, now you can listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora, the country's favorite outdoor show, directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more, on demand and on the go. Download the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora apps, or go to Google and search Texas Outdoor News, or just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the tabs. Then listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bill Olson. This portion of our show is brought to you by The Blind, and that is B-L-Y-N-D. For decades, the original blind has been known for its long-lasting durability that will not fail in the field. while providing comfortable concealment at an affordable price. The Blind has been a bestseller for over 43 years, with more than 75,000 sold since 1980. Plus, the Blind's iconic design and construction are so good that original models bought over 35 years ago are still being used today. The Blind now introduces its next generation, the VersaBlind. Just as its name implies, the VersaBlind satisfies the needs for any hunting discipline, rifle, bow, pistol, black powder, and more. Its newly designed spacious configuration provides more room while on the same footprint. Its windows allow greater visibility, versatility, and increased shot options to harvest game. Plus, hunters now have the room to truly set up for a steady shot. See the original blind, VersaBlind, towers, tie downs, their new cottonseed feeder, and accessories at blind.com. That's BLYND.com. Remember, since 1980, it's the Blind, and dealer inquiries are welcome.
Great, great design. Before you buy a hunting blind, make sure that you check out that VersaBlind, and
Absolutely.
You can see them at Barron's Farm and Feed in Fredericksburg, all four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area, Ebar Feeds 2 location in Gonzales and Hallettsville, Gibson's in Kerrville, Moore's Farm and Ranch Supply in Brady, Moy's Way Shooting Sports in Kingsbury, West Texas Game Feeders out in San Angelo, and Wilford Enterprises, two locations, one in Coontz and the other in Buna.
Checking the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times this weekend. Saturday and Sunday are rated as fair. Monday and Tuesday are two good days. Wednesday and Thursday are first of two, three best days of the week. Friday, next Saturday are two more good ones. Next Sunday is the best day. That's number three. This weekend, look for game to be most active from early morning until early afternoon. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. By Wednesday and Thursday, times will have continued to adjust, with game beginning to feed either side of the noon hour, continue until late afternoon. On Friday and next Saturday and Sunday, look for game to be actively feeding from early to mid-afternoon until the evening hours before sunset. On Wednesday, June 25th, we will have a new moon on the coast. This Saturday, we'll have a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides. This Sunday through Thursday, a string of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low each day. Friday has a single high tide as the only tide of the day. Next Saturday and Sunday each have a single tide schedule.
All right, on the coast, having a little break from the heavy rains that we've experienced, but based on the AccuWeather forecast, there's more on the way. So dealing with rains and runoff, it's been impacting fishing on the upper coast. Say those areas from the Guadalupe River there at Victoria on over to Lake Calcasieu in southwest Louisiana. But fishing still has been pretty good. People have gotten underneath the freshwater or gotten out of the outflow as it leaves the Bay areas and makes its way into the Gulf of America. We've got some good fishing for speckled trout is showing up with reports coming out of Calcasieu. On the lower end of Sabine, good fishing also for speckled trout and some redfish activity. In Galveston Bay, best place to go, in my estimation, is West Galveston Bay and over in Chocolate. Not as much runoff as there is coming into the Trinity as well as Galveston Bay complex. Jetties are always a good option. Fish either side of the Granite wherever jetties appear. Mid-coast area, West Matagorda, good fishing on the shoreline closer to Pascagoula. Good fishing on the west end of East Matagorda around the shell reefs and scattered shell that's there. In behind St. Joe Island, good fishing over around Paul's Mott and back up toward Cedar Bayou. For those of you that want to fish the surf, certainly in Galveston around Murdoch's. Remember Murdoch's, Galveston?
Yeah.
Galveston Herald.
Yes.
And then we've got some good fishing on the front side, the beach side of St. Joe. Going out of the Port Aransas jetties, make a turn to the north and head up St. Joe Island and catch your fish, catch your speckled trout early, and then tie on a titanium leader on your trout tackle and go after some kingfish. talking to my son who lives down on North Padre Island, and he goes, Dad, it has been blowing. And that may be one of the reasons why on the CCA Star Tournament leaderboard, we don't have a 20-pound or larger red snapper come in. It's been a little bit rough trying to make a run offshore, but when the winds lay, take advantage of it. Another sleeper area as we warm, the water's warm, will be on the west side of North Padre Island, south of the JFK Causeway around the crash channels. And fish will get in there and bury up, just kind of hang out. King Ranch Shoreline's always a proven winner, so is the land cut. And heading down to Port Mansfield and places further south around Port Isabel and South Padre Island, great variety of fish, including snook, that are making their way. South Bay certainly has it. Looking for some mangrove snapper? Fish the back end of the Brownsville Ship Channel and get out, because there's plenty of excellent fishing opportunities. What's happening in our lakes?
Well, let us head to East Texas. Conroe, catfish are outstanding. And while spawning fish are structure-oriented in 10 to 40 feet of water, bass fishing's been good on windblown points around brim beds and near structure in 5 to 25 feet of water. Fork, water level's up, murky east and west arms, but clear mid-lake. Top waters early are good with poppers and frogs around weeds or grass. Bass are good mid-morning with shaky heads and crankbaits on points with 1.5 to 2.5 inch square bills and 3 to 5 feet around brim beds. Rigs, power shaky heads, Texas rigs, good offshore around points and roadbeds or humps in 18 to 25 feet of water. Lake of the Pines, crappie, good on slipcork minnows with fish suspended in 10 to 12 feet down over the timber in 20 feet of water. Livingston, white bass are great in 6 to 15 feet of water on windblown points and ledges with white and chartreuse slabs. Catfish are in 1 to 4 feet of water on bulkheads with best action at daylight. Nacogdoches, largemouth bass are good. Carolina rig crawbaits are working, deep diving crankbaits. Crappie are excellent on standing timber and deep brush piles on small chartreuse crappie jigs. Sam Rayburn, bass are shallow early in the pencil and hay grass with topwater baits working. Then bass move to points and drains with Carolina rigs and jigs the go-to. Toledo Bend, bass fishing is still good. Shallow bite has been productive with topwater lures. A few anglers have also been flipping jigs and beavers into the flooded bushes and hay grass. Most of these shallow fish are coming from 1 to 4 feet of water. The deeper bite has also been good out to 27 feet. Texas rigs and Carolina rigs have been most effective, with a few fish also coming on big crankbaits and football jigs. Tyler, crappie are good on brush piles with minnows and jigs in 10 to 16 feet of water. Catfish are good in 5 to 6 feet of water with liver and night crawlers. Bodark, bass are good early in the morning around the shallow bushes and main lake pockets with topwaters like frogs and buzz baits. Flukes and cinco type baits are good mid-morning. Fayette, bass are good on shallow points early, then moving deep to a summer depth of 14 to 20 feet of water, hitting deep diving crankbaits, shaky heads, and Carolina rigs. Limestone. Largemouth bass are good in 4 to 14 feet of water around boat docks, bulkheads, rocks with chatterbaits. Crappie are good in 10 to 18 feet of water on power lines, standing timber, or offshore brush with minnows. Palestine, crappie are good on brush and timber in 12 to 22 feet of water. Catfish are spawning with good bites on bulkheads or riprap and night crawlers and punch baits working. Tawakoni, white bass, hybrid stripers, that bite is good. Seeing stripers up to 18 pounds this week, and most boats are seeing limits of hybrid stripers and white bass. Best baits have been live shad and slab spoons. Best depths have been 18 to 30 feet of water. Whitney, catfish are good using cut bait in 25 to 30 feet of water. Largemouth bass fishing is good also using soft plastics and working deep structure.
One of the things that wasn't included in that section of reports was that water levels continue to be run high.
Yeah.
And water is certainly being drained out of lakes, but also you've got water clarity that you have to check on. So little on-water surveillance will put you hopefully in productive water. Heading to South Texas, out Del Rio Way, where Amistad Reservoir white bass are good off points early, moving deeper midday. Catfish are good in 4 to 6 feet in murky water on punch bait. Choke Canyon, better check your ramp status, even with the rains. Still got some problems there. However, for all you bank fishermen, bank fishing's excellent for blue catfish and channel catfish with stink bait, minnows, cut bait, and shrimp. Falcon, black bass are great in 3 to 15 feet of water on hard bottoms and crankbaits. Cinco's are power baits. Spinner baits are good in shallow water along rocks. Keeper catfish are good in 10 to 20 feet of water. Brownwood, bass to 4.5 pounds are good in 3 to 15 feet of water on hag swim jigs in green and white, as well as topwaters. Bass are in a summer pattern with some schooling fish on flats and points. Coleman, crappie are excellent to 14 inches on minnows 8 to 15 feet. This is in Rattlesnake Cove on the right side as you're working your way in. Meredith catfish is continues to be strong, particularly around Harbor Bay and Bugby, where shrimp and frozen shad have been producing best results. Walleye fishing continues to be good in the evenings and overnight.
Okay, heading to the Hill Country. Inks, bass are good. They're around docks and rocks in 5 to 12 feet of water. Jigs are the way to go. Also, Texas Rig soft plastics and a topwater frog getting some big bites. Travis, good topwater bite throwing walking baits or splashing topwaters or even a frog to get bites. There are several places with good grass, so throwing soft plastics such as worms and creature baits will catch some, and swim baits or glide baits will get some more. Skipping docks and working around big rocks offshore will also get you some bites.
All right, on the hunting scene, two dates that you need to remember are two seasons, South Zone Javelina season and other open counties for squirrel through August 31st. If that doesn't get your trigger finger itchy, then look for axis or pigs or black buck. Great hunting with free range as well as on game ranches. All right, Harold, what have you been driving this week? Oh, it's countdown to September 1?
Yes.
Only 71 days away now.
Ah, okey-doke. Okay, no, this week on and off, not heavy rock climbing, but still very capable because it's all-wheel drive. And this is the Mitsubishi 2025 Outlander SEL 2.5S, all-wheel drive, small SUV.
Excuse me, I'm curious because you mentioned that about the all-wheel drive vehicles.
Uh-huh.
Does it have the clearance? Does it have the suspension to really do some off-road stuff?
Yes.
It does?
Yes.
Huh, okay.
And a drive mode selector. Okay, so you can have tarmac, gravel, snow, normal, eco, or mud. So there. Yeah. Anyway, 3-zone automatic climate control, 3-row seating, multi-view camera, a lot of room for a small car, really. 2,000 pounds of towing because the little engine's a 4-banger, puts out 181 horsepower. Very comfortable, though, and a lot of nice extra goodies, like a memory seat so it moves back to help you get out of the car easier and then puts you back where you're supposed to be when you get in and turn the motor on. Thing will seat 7. Made it to an 8-speed continuously variable transmission. LED lights everywhere. Plenty of nice touches, though. Heated steering wheel, which I really like. 8-way power adjustable driver's seat. Ventilated front seats, which is really nice in this weather. Smartphone charging station on it. Dynamic Yamaha Ultimate 12-speaker system, so you can crank up the volume when you get on down the highway. A lot of good stuff on this thing. Blind spot warning and more. Skid plates are optional, in case you want to know, Bill. 30 miles per gallon on the highway. Again, stylish. These are somewhat overlooked. They're still kind of, I think, struggling for their niche, Mitsubishi is, but they've been around for a long time. Anyway, this one, again, was the small-size SUV, the 2025 Outlander SEL, loaded to the gills at 45.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Texas Outdoors Journal hunting editor Tom Claycomb III, he's on his way.
If you love the outdoors, mark your calendar for July 11th, 12th, and 13th for the God and the Great Outdoors Expo at Tyler's Oil Palace, presented by Low Tractor and Equipment. Admission is free for 17 and under and $10 for an adult weekend pass. Guest speakers include Martin and Godwin from Duck Dynasty, Dr. Duck, outdoor writer Tom Claycomb III, along with professional anglers Todd Faircloth, Nick LeBrun, and Clay Gant. Over 100 hunting, fishing, and outdoor exhibitors to browse and shop, along with the Super Retriever Series Dock Jump Competition. competition each day. Activities for kids and adults include the Texas Junior Angler Live Fish Tank, an archery range, the Gator Country Roadshow, rock climbing, bounce houses, and a petting zoo. The first 50 kids 5 through 12 on Friday, 150 on Saturday, and 50 on Sunday get a free Zebco rod reel combo. Register to win an ATV and other prizes. God and the Great Outdoors Expo, July 11th through the 13th at the Oil Palace in Tyler. Check it out online at GodAndTheGreatOutdoors.com. That's GodAndTheGreatOutdoors.com.
The weather is warm, the winds have laid, and fishing across Texas is heating up. Whether it's fresh or saltwater fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal is your best source of timely tips, saloonier and tide tables, plus updates on patterns that'll keep you on fish. And even though it's prime time for fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal lets hunters know of off-season hunting opportunities, how to improve one's skills, plus ways to support and pass on our hunting and shooting heritage. These are a couple of reasons why since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you'll get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olsalon and Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Spear Ag in Uvalde, Texas. You know, you might say agriculture's in the blood of Spear Ag owners Justin and Klein Spear. Since the time the brothers were born, they've been actively involved in both farming and ranching. Just like you when you were a kid going to the feed store with your grandpa on a Saturday, today Spear Ag brings that feeling back to life. Visit their headquarters, store, and plant located at 3333 East Main Street in Uvalde and step back in time to when customer service was a focus and the quality of goods was a priority. Spear Ag and Feeder Max Feed Wildlife products still hold to those values today. Spear Ag is the home of bagged cottonseed. They sell in bulk. Plus, they deliver as well. Spear Ag's also your one source for all ranch, animal, and wildlife supplies, carrying a full line of feed for cattle, horses, sheep, goats, wildlife, and pets. For ranching and agricultural services, visit spearag.com. For more information on Spear Ag's FeederMax lineup of wildlife blends and cottonseed, visit feedermaxfeed.com or give them a call at 830-279-6156. And that plant and new facility on the main drag through Uvalde, getting close.
All right.
And we'll let you know when the grand opening is going to be held. Texas Outdoors Journal hunting editor Tom Claycomb III. Not Tom Claycomb, not Tom Claycomb Jr., but this is the third is joining us now. Tom, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing, my friend?
Oh, good. Good to be with you guys.
We got a fun show that we're helping to support. You were one of the seminar's presenters last year and evidently did a good enough job where they invited you back and increased you to five topics that you're covering.
Oh, my.
That's the GATGO Expo. That's God and the Great Outdoors coming up July 11 through 13. And your five topics are great preseason prep reminders. Why don't you tell us about the five topics that you're going to be speaking on?
You bet. One that's always a good topic is the knives and knife sharpening, choosing the proper knife and how to sharpen it. All outdoorsmen use a knife. Even PETA members use a knife to slice whatever they eat. Then we're going to do one on lever action, which is, oh, man, that hits home in Texas. They'll always be popular. And they're making a big resurgence, I think, because the Henry lever actions. They've really made them popular again. And then air guns is a big deal. Boy, it's going crazy. SCI has an air gun record book now, so it's an easier way to get in the record book now. And then glassing for big game. Always say if you can't see it, you can't shoot it. So that's a good one, too.
And anything else to round out the five? Or
I'll do the knife. I'm going to do two of them.
Okay. And I want to ask you about the knife, because it's always, I've always been raised and through experience,
yep,
that a dull knife is a dangerous knife.
Absolutely.
And it's easier than ever to keep a knife sharp. What, just real quickly, what are a couple of the ways of sharpening a knife or products that are available?
Okay, knives are, as a whole, the metal is just super hard. Your granddad had a whetstone, right?
Right. Yep.
Now you'd work forever. So I use a diamond stone that Smith sells. Their orange one, it's the medium or fine grit. And literally in 2-3 minutes, you can have a hard knife sharp. They're unbelievable.
Well, Tom, the thing, obviously the trick still is holding the right angle. Are there any tools there that, you know, you see them on the market, you know, clamp it in this, rub it in that, roll it on that. I mean, is there anything out there that makes it simpler to keep that right angle when you're sharpening?
You know, there is. There's wedges, little plastic wedges you can lay your knife on and run across, or the preset angle method you do, you talked about. I tell you what. The way I teach is learn the old way like your granddad. Look at it and hold it, and it takes a while, but then you'll have a sense of pride. But one thing that can speed up, if you'll get a little felt tip Sharpies and run along the edge, then run your knife on the stone and then look at it. If it's only halfway up the edge, that means you need to lay that knife down a little further, right?
Okay.
So it'll tell you if you're doing the right angle or not.
All right. Speaking of doing it right, mm-hmm, we need to take a break.
Oh.
And when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation and the seminar lineup that Tom Claycomb III will be presenting at God and the Great Outdoors Expo coming up July 11th through 13th at the Oil Palace in Texas right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
Stop dreaming and start fishing. Memorial weekend to Labor Day, fish all summer with the CCA Star Tournament. Reel in one of over $2 million in prizes and scholarships. Catch a tagged redfish to win a Ford F-150 truck and boat package. 10 divisions in all. Real people win real prizes. Sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Academy Sports and Outdoors, and Progressive Insurance, Off Power Polaris, and Whataburger. Sign up at startournament.org. Sign up now.
We're visiting with Texas Outdoors Journal hunting editor Tom Claycomb III, who will be presenting 5 seminars at the God and the Great Outdoor Expo in Tyler at the Oil Palace, July 11 through 13. Tom, you mentioned air rifles, and you and I were on a hunt when you took a really nice axis doe with a 50 caliber, which is the minimum for big game in Texas. But they've also, Umarex has come out with, is it the air, an extension of the air saber, or is it like an air bow?
Okay, they have two. They have one called the air saber. Now, here's a cool one. They have a fish R, so a fisher air gun, and you can bow fish with it. And I went on a bow fishing trip the other day, and oh my gosh, it is something.
Are there any fish left?
Well, no, that's a downside.
Well, I mean, it's amazing the how it's developing now, the technology. And you've got, you know, far cry from your Daisy Red Rider or the Crossman you used to have to pump up and so on. And you got some of these things. You have these preloaded cartridges and stuff, right? That really, really pump up the power. What are we looking at now as far as feet per second on these things now?
You know, that's a good question. I know years ago, Gammo came out with their, I forget now. Anyway, they said it was 1,450 feet per second.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to realize if you chronograph them, they're always about 200 less than they say. So what I found over time is if they're at least 900 feet per second and mm-hmm. above,
yeah,
that's good for hunting. Now, you said something there that I forgot to mention. Umarec, okay, there's basically three power sources. CO2, they're about 650, 800 feet a second. They're not viable for hunting. You have the brake barrels, and then you have the PCBs, which are precharged pneumatics. They're the ones, if you really get into air gun hunting, that you'll want to use. But Umarec just came out with what I'd call a crossbreed. It's called the Complete. And it has a, you'd think it was a CO2 cartridge, except it's huge. It's, I forget now, I should know, 88 grams. And you can get like 42 shots out of it, I think.
Oh, okay.
And it's basically a hybrid PCB. It has all the features of a PCB, and it's basically a expendable air tank instead of having one that you fill up with a air compressor.
So it's somewhat like a CO2 cartridge, but just bigger with more capacity?
Exactly.
No, that's great.
But it's regulated so that every shot hits the same. It puts like 2,000 PSI of air behind every pellet.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is a, I tell you, I love PCBs, but if you're just a part-timer, gee, you may look at these, because otherwise you got to buy the air gun, then you've got to buy a compressor, then you'll want a couple of air tanks for when you're out hunting away from where you can charge it. And so you can just ding, 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 rack up the bucks.
Right.
All right.
It's a cheaper way to go.
Folks, y'all need to come to the seminars that Tom will be presenting July 11 through 13 in Tyler at the Oil Palace at the GatGo Expo. And if he doesn't bring it up, ask him about the 25 caliber and collared Eurasian dove.
Oh,
you can't mess with white wings or mourning dove.
Okay.
But as an invasive species,
yeah.
He's got some details for you where you can hunt those year round. Tom, I'm going to push you along, and let's go to lever action rifles. And you mentioned Henry, and of course they continue to refine. Now they've got the side gate, you know, on many of the new models. But man, from 22s on up to the ever popular, was it 45 70? Yeah, 45 70. Short distance, say what, out to about 150 yards is the range that you use for a 45-70, Tom?
Yeah, that's what I'd say. You know, some people say about two, but whatever, right in there. And it just dropped a lot. I remember I was on a hunt in Oklahoma, and I think we're going to be, I can't remember what it's hunting. I call a bronze bomber. I go, hey, I need information fast, about 400 yards. How far will a 45-70 drop? He starts laughing. He goes, you mean how many feet, not inches?
Right.
And it was, so it's horrible.
The famous rainbow trajectory, right?
Yeah. But I tell you, if you disrespect a lever action, that's kind of like talking bad about John Wayne
something. Oh, right. You
betcha. It's just something cool about hunting with a lever action.
You know, you did a good story in Texas Outdoors Journal, and it impressed me that you didn't do a squirrel hunt or raccoon hunt mm-hmm. with a 22 long rifle. You stepped up to a 22 Magnum rimfire.
Yeah.
And you had a reason. Why did you go with the 22 mag?
Well, you know, I was sitting there thinking, I go, I've got a ton of 22s. And I go, well, we're going to be down there hog hunting at night. And what if we're coon hunting and I run on a hog? I'd rather have a 22 mag.
Yeah.
So I just went with the 22 mag. That way it covers more.
All right. Before we run out of time, you have a way of glassing. You have a pattern that you go about. And I know you will explain in greater detail. But let's start with optics. 7x35s, 8x42s, 10x42s. What are you using these days?
You know, I finally evolved. I recommend the 10x44s. Here's why. They're just too much game you miss with 8s. I used to say go with eggs because if you're slow walking, you're shaking and you might not have a prop, but you just miss too much. You're usually a tree you can lean against or something. So I go with a 10-44. Now, if you're sitting in the blind, yeah, go with a 12. But for everyday hunting, I use a 10 power.
Even at your age?
Well, I can't hit it anyway. So
Yeah, good point. Right. Anything new? Or I haven't really seen a lot of press releases or information on new optics, but I know you kind of keep your finger on that pulse. Anything new that anybody's come out with in the way of binoculars?
You know, not really. Not that I've seen. Only thing I'd say for some of the listeners may not be up to date. You know, used to, if you wanted the best, you have to have the big three. Now, and I don't mean just now, the last 8 or so years, there's a lot of companies that are selling, I mean, top-notch binoculars for about $500.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a pair of Leica when I was on pro staff with them. They're probably $2,400 binoculars. Then Lupo sent me a ProGuide BMX, whatever. It's $500. I cannot tell a hair difference between the two.
Well, that's a voice of experience there.
Absolutely.
Hey, Tom, we are out of time, folks. This is just the high point of what's going to happen at the God and the Great Outdoors Expo, July 11 through 13 at the Tyler Oil Palace. Stop by, visit with Tom. He's going to have his guns. He's going to have some great seminars and information. Again, July 11 through 13 in Tyler. Tom Claycomb III, we appreciate you joining us today on Texas Outdoor News.
It's always fun being with you guys.
Thank you, sir. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News.
Hi, this is Kelsey Grammer. When military service members head into battle, none are expected to face the enemy alone, but many return home and become isolated as they struggle with the visible and invisible wounds of war. It can be difficult knowing how to overcome that challenge and rekindle bonds similar to those formed in the military. Wounded Warrior Project supports these injured veterans through their recoveries by connecting them with fellow warriors and their communities. No one should fight this battle alone. Join us at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
DAV helps veterans of every generation to get the benefits they've earned.
To see Alex learning to snow ski, that's life-changing.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what's coming up?
Well, June the 28th. I love this. Texans Talking Turkey chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation fundraiser and a calling contest also. It's going to be in Athens at the Freshwater Fisheries Center. For information on that and ticket info and so on and reservations, go to nwtf.org and then go to that great event in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 48 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. Ford F-Series trucks have the best in class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best in Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what Built Ford Tough really means.
And remember that scouting motto, be prepared, friends. Hybrid Light is now the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more. They even have kits that have like one of each. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source, including the sun, and they hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, these lights can be used to charge your phone and other devices. For our listeners and friends, they have a special offer for 20% off any of their products, free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com to check out, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, 20% off, free same-day shipping, TEXAS20 at hybridlight.com.
Want to thank our guest today, Texas Outdoors Journal hunting editor, Tom Claycomb III. You listen to those topics, and I tell you what, if you're able to sit in to all five of his seminars, great preseason prep suggestions. You listen to those and get some tips on scouting, maybe the firearm to use, maybe different hunting disciplines.
Right.
So that's coming up July 11 through 13.
Now, when you're with him, do you give him your knives to sharpen?
Of course.
I mean, why not? Anyway, check our website out, TexasOutdoorNews.com. There's a list of our wonderful affiliate stations there. And also, you can replay the shows. Just click on Listen to the Show, all right? A lot of good information for you. Do remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. So whether you're on the water or in the field, be safe out there so you can join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.